Good morning, everyone. John Hoshai with you here this morning, helping out Kia Windsor with the morning show, because today is the WRMJ Relay for Life Radiothon, and also with me, one of the new owners, Rusty Dunn. Glad to have him back. Former WRMJ disc jockey back in the day. We were just discussing that.
Great to be here. I love this event. All this, these checks flowing in. This is awesome. And it's early. Yeah.
That's right. I hired Rusty 44 years ago, or 45. That's coming up on 45, right?
Yeah, already.
Yeah, already. Well, he's just a young pup now, of course. But anyway, joining us here in the studio right now is Chris Swanson. She's been a team member for Relay for Life for quite a long time. And then also, we kind of mentioned this with Denny Brown earlier when he was on in the 6 o'clock hour. She's part of a group called Fans in the Stands Relay for Life team, but mainly Fans in the Stands, that organization for Aledo and Mercer County football fans. Kind of know who you are, but tell us about how that all gets started.
Right, Fans in the Stands. We were young couples in the area, and we had children or friends who had kids in school at the time, and we started sitting in the stands at football games together, and it just morphed into kind of an organization where we tried to hit as many football games as we could, plus support the community. And that's how our team for Relay for Life morphed, is by just realizing that this was an awesome cause that we wanted to support.
Yeah, because, and you've had some cancer survivors members of Fans in the Stands.
Oh, quite a few.
Well, Denny Brown being one.
Sure, Denny Brown, and there's about four or five others, too, in there. And then we did lose one good friend, Kurt Richmond, passed away from cancer, too, and he was a fan in the stand also.
Right, yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to reminisce a little bit, and go way back to the beginning in 2002 when we started Relay for Life here in this area, and it was down at the high school track. It was when the track was still an old cinder track, and there were tents all the way around the track with different teams at the tents, and we'd have campfires. Holy cow, who believes that? Yeah. We couldn't do that now, could we? And we'd play games all night long. There were luminaries, there were dedications, and in memory of a lot of the people we had lost, my kids and our friends participated. And that year we raised $9,303 for the Cancer Society.
That's the whole shebang.
That was the whole shebang that year, yeah. And it's just morphed since then, and it's grown and just become such a big event. It's just been so awesome. I think from 2002 to 2023, we've raised over $870,000. And so much of that stays right in the community. That's what makes it such an awesome event, is that we are helping our neighbors, we're helping our friends, we're helping our community.
In doing it this long, Chris, is there any, and this may be a hard question, any particular moment or memory that sticks out for you in all of those years with these Relay for Life events? Anything that, or I'm sure each year makes its own memory.
I would have to say every year when all the luminaries are lit and they're reading the list of names of people in remembrance of or in memory of, and that feeling of the fight that they fought and the toughness that they endured, just how everybody, we all worked together to support them through those times. And we lost those people.
Yeah, those lessons in fearlessness and
courage.
Right, courage
is
actually
probably the, that's very true. So I'm just a new team member. I'm just joining the team member, or the team leader ranks, because I've just done this for 2 years as the team leader. And it's a lot of fun to be a team leader. You kind of feel like a cheerleader for the team, or, supporting the team in that way. Work with the registration and help the team get ideas to organize fundraisers, and our fundraising is so important. That's why we do this today, and this is so exciting to have our goal of $10,000 that you said earlier, Rusty. That's awesome. There's so many events that happen all year long,
and I think, John, we're willing to adjust that goal.
Yeah,
depending on how the morning goes.
Well,
I think
we'll see. Yeah,
you
but
never
but right
know.
Now we're shooting
that'd
for
be
10.
Great. That'd be great. So you just don't know. So anyone can come to Relay for Life. Anyone can be a member of this by donating today, or by, helping with this. There's there's not anyone that, Mary always says that there's not anyone that hasn't been touched by cancer. And you always hear a new person saying, oh, I have cancer. But the research that Amy mentioned earlier, her new treatment that she mentioned, right, as far as being something that's hopeful, something to look forward to with that new research, is just amazing. And that half of the money that stays in the county goes directly to our patients and patient support. And then about a fourth of that goes to discovery and research and trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing.
Well, we're glad to have you with us here today. That you can help out and get so involved. And it's people like you, you know, Mary and Nancy and Pam and...
Nancy's in there, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And then people outside, too.
Yeah.
I want to say, this is my closing, and then I'll go. Mm-hmm. There's that old Native American saying that says it takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. And I think there should be a new American Cancer Society saying that takes a whole village to support the fight against cancer. When we try to go through the struggles alone, it's hard. But when you have the moral support, the spiritual support, monetary support, and the never-ending support of new research, it gives us hope. And that's what this is all about.
Right.
And every little bit helps.
It does. Well said. So once again, folks, if you'd like to make a pledge today, give us a call at 582 582-